South Carolina and all the ships at sea. You know, I saw Kelly Kwok during the break. We were laughing about that Iditarod story. Kelly asked me if I had that guy in the Iditarod. I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I did have him. I was a little disappointed. In case you missed it, apparently some dude blew a five-hour-plus lead, a 14-mile lead in the last leg of the Iditarod.
How would you do that?
His dogs quit on him.
They just decided to stop?
They just decided to stop.
For real?
Yeah, apparently there was an argument amongst two dogs about a bathroom break. One dog,
is that right?
Yeah, and one dog wanted to take a bathroom break. The other dog was pissed that the first dog wanted to stop for no good reason.
So they got in a fight.
Right, so they got in a fight. At which point, he apparently, the musher or whatever his name is,
yeah?
He apparently had to yell at the dogs to stop the all the stuff. And
right?
When he did that, all the other dogs quit.
So they all just, like, sat down.
Yeah, they apparently weren't used to being yelled at, so they said, oh, no, screw you, dude.
No.
Screw you and your five-hour lead. This is what happens when you yell at us.
Yeah, they said, 4:59.
You know, here's the thing. I'm a little lost. I mean, didn't you like bring your little bag of doggy treats? You know, get out in front of them and say, come on, you know, right.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't you have a little plan in the event they decided a mass sit-in or something? No, apparently not. You know, and the thing is.
They know who's boss there.
Well,
the dogs,
yeah.
They know you can't do the race without them.
Right. Well, and the thing is, you know, you still had 5 hours to figure it out.
That's what I'm saying.
Cracking the whip.
He could have hung up.
The whip,
he could have got off right away and said, hey, I know y'all are upset.
Right.
Let's take an hour
to settle down.
Work it out.
Right.
I mean, four-hour lead is still good.
Since these dogs are apparently sophisticated enough to be arguing over bathroom breaks, you would think that a little applied reason would get to them. Right. A little sit down. Look, man.
Yeah.
Look, you do this for me now, and I'll do this for you later.
We got a four-hour lead is still good.
Right.
Three?
Right.
Even
we don't have to win by five. I'm okay if we win by two. We just sit here a little bit and rest and feel a little better.
Think about what we want to accomplish.
Filet mignon when we get back.
Yeah. Not, hey.
Hot chicks. Hot chick dogs.
Yeah. Poodles.
Yeah. I'll take you over to the Hooker Dog Ranch.
Yeah, the what is it? What is
know.
It?
I don't
what
know.
Is it? What is that place that Kraft went to?
Oh yeah, that's right.
We'll what is that?
Orchids of Asia.
Yeah, we'll take the dog version.
That's right. We'll take you to Orchids of Asia.
The dog version.
Oh man, dogs. Yeah, you would think. I mean, that
seems kind of nuts, though.
Yeah, I've never.
That's pretty funny that they just all decided they weren't going anywhere. That is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, again, you would think you could have reasoned with them somehow, and you had five hours to establish, something there. You know, you had plenty of time. I mean, but can you imagine that dude?
That dude must have been like,
come on now, stop. Come on, we gotta go now. You know, we gotta go now. And at first, he must have thought, well, this is some sort of bad joke. You know, we're gonna go in a second. And then, you know, 5 hours later, he still wasn't going anywhere. as he was being passed by.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, a few passed by, and then they go, no, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. Right. A couple of them get ahead of
Yeah, apparently, according to Kelly, he wound up in fourth place. So they waved. That's right.
The other dogs went by. They said, "Hey,
exactly
man,
right.
We're just lounging here."
Exactly right. That's one of the funniest things
Man's
I've ever
best
heard.
Best friend.
Yes. Dexter said the dogs must have heard my mother-in-law was cooking for the winners. That's the Dexter who's always had his
it's
mother-in-law.
It's always bad about his mother-in-law.
Yeah, it's just too funny.
I hope his mother-in-law doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, yeah. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. And then we have this other major scandal that has broken nationwide, and I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. A lot of things on the agenda today. We'll talk some college basketball. Clemson has another recruit, Mitchell Mays, committed offensive tackle. Big kid, like 320 pounds. He looks like a tackle. I watched his film this morning, and he plays with a mean streak, plays through the whistle. That's one of the first criteria I'm looking for in offensive lineman at every position. I would say that he starts out at right tackle. I think that he is a big athletic man who can move. And there's a lot to like. Plays with his hands inside the framework of the defense. What is going on here with this? And keeps his elbows in. It's what you want. Good punch, just continues aggressively. It can be a mauler type at the point of attack. There's a lot to like about Mitchell Mays. Really good football player with all sorts of talent. Now, as always, there's some areas that every player needs to work on. As I said, I think he does a nice job keeping his hands inside. He's powerful. He's athletic. He's aggressive. All those things. I think his pass sets, he's a little vertical at times. Maybe not exactly a natural knee bender in terms of pass protection. Balance can be an issue. There was one situation where he was beaten inside with a counter move because he extended too far in his set. And that's natural. Now, in that situation, he recovered, but he recovered against an inferior athlete. But I think he's a really, really talented guy and is going to be a great player at Clemson and apparently is already working to recruit other players as well. A major get for Clemson football, and the rich continue to get richer. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Text says, sounds like the video of Hyatt when he pushed the kid through the back of the end zone. That's from Chris from Greenville. You know, this kid's much more aggressive than Mitch was. I mean, this kid is very, very aggressive. I mean, and that's what you want. And he has athleticism to get to the second level. He continues to play. He doesn't give up on plays. There's a lot to like about him. So if you're a Clemson fan, that's a really nice acquisition. The madness continues in the National Football League, paying guys that it's just hard to understand what's going on. Anthony Barr did the Charlie Brown football thing to the New York Jets, said that he was coming and then opted to stay put in Minnesota, which is interesting because the Jets need to fill that position. And so that impacts their draft as well. But the New York Jets, in addition to that, decided to pay CJ Mosley $17 million a year over, what was that, 5 years? $17 million a year for Mosley. No, you can't do that. It's what we talked about yesterday. You know, there's this scale. You shouldn't be dealing with teams that are smarter than you. Now, you're not dealing directly with them, but if a team that's smarter than you says, we're not going to pay a guy, then why would you think it's optimal for you to pay him? We just went over this yesterday, Ron. Apparently the Jets weren't listening. So the Jets paid CJ Mosley $17 million a year. The Ravens weren't willing to pay him $11 million a year. They balked at paying him $11 million a year, but the Jets, a dumber team, opted to pay him $17 million a year. He's a run stuffer. That's all he is. First year in the league, 150-some tackles. Last year, down to 97. He's got two of the best protectors in front of him, two of the best run stuffers in the game. So those guys eat up blocks, and it frees Mosley to make plays, and that's why 96 tackles, really not very good. And then when you consider the fact he's not very good in coverage, now you have a bigger issue. It'd be great if this was 1970, but of course it's, not. And as such, it's a passing league, and you need inside linebackers who can drop in coverage, and CJ Mosley can't. And again, he was protected by two of the best in the entire National Football League. I think fundamentally the Baltimore Ravens believe that they can get anybody to do that, and therefore they weren't going to pay him, and they weren't going to pay Eric Weddle. And when a team that's, you know, amongst the elite defensive teams is telling you that that they don't need either one of these guys, then again, why would you think that you do? Especially if you're the Jets, especially at $17 million. Honestly, I can't imagine any other team in football even considering paying C.J. Mosley $17 million a year. I want to make this clear. I don't hate that guy. I don't hate C.J. Mosley. I mean, I think he's a pretty good football player. But his skill set does not really fit the game that is being played today. And as such, you can't pay him that kind of money. I mean, if you could get him for value, then maybe. I mean, if you could get him for $8 million a year, then he'd probably be worth having for his tackling ability, his run-stuffing ability, his leadership. You know, but you can't pay him more than twice what he's worth. You can't, because it just demonstrates you don't know what you're doing. Now, you know, if you had looked at him in combo with Barr, had they been able to land Barr, would it have looked a little better? Maybe, but you know, the puzzling thing to me is the Jets apparently think there's only one side of the football. They haven't drafted offense for a decade in round one, with the exception of the quarterback. Well, in a league that everyone else is drafting offense and building offense, I'm not sure what the Jets think they're doing. You have a young quarterback in his second year, and you've got to protect him and get him weapons. And everything the Jets keep doing is to try and fix their defense. You've been drafting defense for a decade. Your defense ought to be fixed by now, and if it's not, it's your fault. But at some point, some of the moves you have to make have to have something to do with Darnold. I mean, something, right? Tess says, Walt, do you think this will be O'Daniel's year with the Chiefs? Do you think he should move to safety? No, I don't think so. I think he showed lots of promise last year. I think the Chiefs believe in Dorian O'Daniels and his versatility. Look, he fits the modern game. He fits the modern game, so I think they'll be fine. Tesh says they traded Suggs as well, so now they're missing one of those two D linemen. Well, no, Suggs isn't one of the interior D linemen who protected Mosley. And Suggs is in year, what's he in year 17, 18, whatever it is. Suggs is about expired. I mean, I think that's a little bit of a different situation there. And, you know, can he find another year or two somewhere else? Maybe. But I think the Ravens basically understood that C.J. Mosley had a particular value. And if you could get him for, you know, again, $8 million, they weren't willing to pay $11 million. The Ravens were not willing to pay C.J. Mosley $11 million. And the Jets said, oh, we'll give you $17 million a year for 5 years. Because, you know, we're stupid. We're lower on the list. And this is a big part of running a successful organization. It's understanding the salary cap, understanding what you can pay, understanding who you should pay, understanding what smarter teams than you are doing. You have to know these things. Understanding the situation that Mosley was in Baltimore that made him great, that helped to make him great. And that includes having two of the best run stuffers in football playing in front of you. You want to get in, you're welcome to. When we come back, we'll get to the scandal eventually. It's not going anywhere. Part of this thing is just unbelievable. The more I read about it, the more astonishing it is. Also, we're going to try and get to the Matt Moneymaker thing that we've been trying to get to for a week today. But in addition to that, when we come back, I actually want to talk a little ACC tournament. Not this tournament. I want you to put on your thinking caps. I want to talk the history of the ACC tournament, and what are your most significant memories of the ACC tournament? Do you remember, for example, or do you know of the 1974 game between NC State and Maryland? Do you remember, did you see, do you remember the impact of the Randolph-Childress crossover of Jeff McGinnis in the 95 ACC championship game against North Carolina? Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jeweler is going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out, spend St. Patrick's Day with us, March 16th at Shapers Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
Quok here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
90 days, that's how long it takes for the healthcare program to transform your body and your health. Walt here, and it's hard to believe we're already in March. So 90 days from now is June. 3 months will fly by in no time. Imagine losing a bunch of weight, reversing the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and sleep apnea in just 3 months. That's what the healthcare program does. You just need to book your free consultation at iDareGreenville.com. The healthcare 90-day program is not a magic pill or hard diet. No gym memberships. You can even eat carbs and fast food. It's a lifestyle change, and it's easy to do. Their health coaching team and education staff gets behind you all the way. They won't let you lose. Book your free consultation with the health there. Dedicate 3 little months to getting back to health. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Make the next 90 days your best ever. Book your free consultation with the health there. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
For over 2 decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it. Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's gunning for trouble.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off and back from San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on.
Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Okay, so just so I'm clear, Ramona, you're telling me that the next caller, Scotty and Seneca, is his phone is a suspect because he spilled cooking oil into his phone?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
He sounds really clear, but he sounds far away. So he's so desperate to talk to you because he likes talking to you.
That's
so
a new
we're
going
to try
spilled
it.
Cooking oil. But do you think alcohol played a role in that?
I don't know. So you cook. You get really hungry when you're
You think
wasting.
Maybe 151 rum played a role in the cooking oil getting in the phone? We'll investigate that momentarily.
We will.
Zach writes on the text line. Who do you think is the best coverage linebacker? Is it Keekly, Darren Lee? Those guys are both excellent. Keekly's tremendous in coverage. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s, and you are about out of time. When this deal started, remember all the biggest names in Clemson behind this. All the biggest names in Clemson. When you think about the ties between the history of Clemson Athletics and this whole project, you should know more than ever. You need to be part of Lakeside Lodge. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson, it's an amazing place. When this project started, there were 118 residences, 118. The last I knew, which was what, when did Layton and Steve come here? A week ago? I have no sense of time.
Yeah, let's say a week ago. Last week.
A week ago, and at that point, there were 25 left, about 25 left. So, in other words, you are really running out of time. That old adage, you snooze, you lose, we're there. You have to act now. Period. The resort will include a restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy. An expansive outdoor area for tailgating and game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services so you can mess it up without cleaning it up. This is Lakeside Lodge. You can also rent out your residence while you aren't using it. Professionally managed rental program. Or you can rent out part and live in part. This is Lakeside Lodge. It's just idyllic for a Clemson fan. Taj Boyd's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. By the way, tomorrow is Oklahoma's Pro Day. And Thursday is Clemson's. But the entire NFL draft hinges on what happens tomorrow. As of now.
Why?
Because there are going to be truths learned about Kyler Murray tomorrow. Like, is he really 5'10"? You know, and the, because remember, we have some anonymous scouts who claim that.
That's what this is for.
Right.
The plan. That's just mean, really, if you think about it.
The lengthening was used to try and stretch out Kyler Murray prior to the combine.
That's literally medieval. They used to do that
exactly,
when they murdered people.
Exactly, medieval, exactly.
Yeah.
But the belief is, you know, again, if you understand his situation, all we have to go on so far is the film. That's it. There was no Senior Bowl participation. There was no combine participation other than he participated in some interviews and they measured his height and weight. That's it. That's him for the combine. And so there's absolutely nothing to connect the dots. Again, you even have these mysterious reports of he's not really 5'10". We've already explained. He actually is 5'10". He just is oddly proportioned. He has a long neck and short, shallow shoulders. So in real life, you know, the truth is, in real life, he's not 5'10".
His neck is...
Right. His head may be at 5'10", but in reality, he's not 5'10", because his shoulders are where a 5'8 guy's shoulders would be. That's the reality of it. None of which has anything to do with whether he's the best player in the draft or not. And tomorrow, I presume that some of those questions are going to be answered. You know,
this is the guy that went from playing baseball, was going to play baseball.
Correct.
And you were all happy because he decided to play football.
Correct. So tomorrow we'll see him work with his own receivers and we'll see him throw. And he says he'll be remeasured and he'll still be 5'10". I promise you. It's just that it's not a real 5'10".
It doesn't look 5'10".
Right.
It's
right.
5'10".
You're making an error. You know, it's not fully understanding the process. You shouldn't be remeasuring him. You should be taking like five other dudes who are also 5'10" out on the field next to him and see where their shoulders are compared to his. That's what you ought to be doing. That's what you ought to be doing. And then you find that even though it says 5'10", he's really like 5'8.5". But
I mean, it's all connected, so it's going to be the same height.
Well, no, because again, if your shoulders are lower, that's where the ball is coming from. Oh. You understand? The ball is not coming from your head.
I know that. But
so the bottom line is all this will be revealed tomorrow, and we'll get to actually see him throw with his own receivers. And one of two things is going to happen tomorrow. Either, I guess there are three possibilities, although I think it will be more cut and dry, although we'll see. So let's say there is three, all right? And the three possibilities are he aces the entire deal. He takes total control like Mayfield did. He looks great throwing the football, throwing to his guys. He's sharp. The balls are on time. He demonstrates arm strength. He demonstrates his ability to throw on the move because they're going to showcase that. I promise you that. And if he does all those things, he will come out of tomorrow as the number one pick in the NFL draft. If he's a, if it does fall in the gray area, that, you know, he looks okay, maybe doesn't look great, then we get to go back to the drawing board. And if the worst case happens and he doesn't look sharp at all, then you're really going to have to go back and reevaluate. Because the not only the fate of Kyler Murray hinges on tomorrow, but the fate of everybody else in the NFL draft hinges on tomorrow. Everything starts with him. Everything, at least as of today. We'll find out if that's true 24 hours from now. We'll find out whether everything still starts with him. And if it doesn't, then we're going to have to reconfigure everything that we believed about the draft. And then...
Oh, no.
Yeah, because... Look, it is my belief going into tomorrow that Kyler Murray is the number one pick in the NFL draft. Whether it's Arizona who takes him or whether it's somebody else, that is my belief heading into tomorrow. If things do not go well tomorrow, then not only will it knock him out of that number one position, it will knock him out of the number one quarterback slot. It could mean that Haskins winds up going at the top of the draft, but it would certainly change the nature of everyone's picks at the top. For example, if you just look at Arizona, and Scotty, I'm coming right to you, Arizona would, if Kyler Murray fails tomorrow, then Arizona will draft Bosa instead of Kyler Murray. And so this will start a domino effect right from pick one in which everything changes, and then Murray could well be available at, say, pick 13 to the Dolphins or later. Or later than that to some other team that wants to look at a quarterback. So tomorrow is absolutely the biggest pro day of the entire process because everything in this draft hinges on Kyler Murray's legitimacy as a potential number one pick. And we will learn tomorrow whether he is. Now, if he aces this thing, if Kyler Murray, if two or three balls hit the ground tomorrow, and that's it, and Murray goes, you know, 57 of 60 against air, but to his own receivers, and he demonstrates mobility and the ability to make every NFL throw, which he should be able to do, and he demonstrates the ability to throw accurately on the move, on waggles and boots and that type of thing, then by the time that deal reaches its conclusion and the internet scouts take to the airwaves, Murray will be cemented as the number one pick in the draft. Arizona will have a new quarterback, and then the debate will be what happens with Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen's fate hangs in the balance. Josh Rosen right now is like in permanent limbo. Rosen has no idea whether he's going to be a quarterback at Arizona next year. He has no idea whatsoever where he's going to be, where he's going to be playing. It all depends on whatever Kyler Murray does tomorrow. So if you're Josh Rosen, you have yourself a voodoo doll of Kyler Murray right now, and you're putting pins in it. You know, unless you just want to get out of Arizona, which is always a possibility too. Scotty.
What's going on, Walt?
How you doing there, Scotty? All right, Scotty, let's start with this, Scotty. Did you drop the phone in the cooking oil?
I picked up a pan of bacon that had grease in the bottom, and it spilled on my pants with my phone in it.
Ah, I see.
So, yeah. So, I listen to, you know, there's a lot of people smarter than me, and you said Detroit shouldn't pick up flowers. And Belichick's smarter than me, and you're smarter than me, and Patricia's smarter than me. But I also realized Patricia was defensive coach of the Patriots,
mm-hmm.
and he beat the Patriots, so I'm just kind of, I got nothing.
Well, I like the player. I like the player. What concerns me about the player is the player just chose to go play for one of the crappiest franchises in football as opposed to staying with the Patriots. And to me, it sort of says something about him. I'm a little concerned about that. I'm also concerned that, you know, you've got to use him correctly. But again, you know, if the Patriots aren't willing to pay Trey Flowers $17 million plus a year, why are you? I mean, you're not as smart as the Patriots. So why are you willing to pay him that money?
The other thing I don't understand, I can understand Jacksonville from 13-4 to realize they don't have a quarterback. So they paid a king's ransom for a quarterback. So why would you get rid of your receivers then? I don't understand that one.
You talking about Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because those last comments you made had a little too much cooking oil in them. Yeah.
It sounds like a 40 radio broadcast.
Leave me alone.
You know, Scotty.
Don't let me take a poop
just out of curiosity, Scotty. So what's the master plan there with the phone? Is it just to see if it dries out eventually?
I've got rice.
So you're putting the phone in a bowl of rice to see if it sucks the cooking oil out of the phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Verizon already said they can't fix the phone.
Yeah, I wish you the best of luck with that little plan there, Scotty. I wish you the best of luck. We'll see how it plays out for you. I don't know what Jacksonville's doing. Again, the first mistake was not taking Deshaun Watson. The second mistake is paying Nick Foles $88 million for 4 years. It's just way too much money.
And I think the LSU basketball coach should plead innocent, just like Kraft.
Yeah.
Kraft wasn't guilty twice.
Yeah.
He had to buy one, get one free.
Yeah. And so you're all in favor of Will Wade.
Get rid of the athletic director. It's okay to cheat.
Okay. All right. You want to get rid of the AD and keep Will Wade, like the rest of the LSU fans.
What do you think about New York when the fans screamed out, "Sell the team"?
Yeah. Yeah. Well. You know, it's going to be pretty terrible, Scotty, if you win a basketball title before you win a football title.
We've gone to titles. We've got titles, Walt. We got championships, trophies.
Yeah.
We don't have enough, though.
Yeah. Abe Lincoln was once president of these United States.
Just like the Rams, we got to cheat.
All right, Scotty. More rice, Scotty.
All right.
More rice. More rice. You need better qualify. Lots of rice. He's going to put his phone in a bowl of rice to see if the rice will suck the oil out of the phone.
I think it's a little late. He should have done it right when it happened if he was going to do it. He's been calling me for a week now.
Oh, really? Here's the thing. It's, you know, oil. It's not going anywhere.
It's not.
It's not going anywhere. I mean, It in theory, could it dry out at some point? Yes, probably around, you know, 2082.
Yeah, after it's corroded everything.
Scotty won't be there. You know. He'll be in a dumpster somewhere. You want to get in, 654-7627. I want to talk a little bit about the ACC tourney and the history of the ACC tourney, and I want your memories of it. So, you know, you North Carolina Duke people, you people should have all sorts of ACC tourney memories. What are they? And we don't normally do topic radio, but with the ACC tourney here, there are a couple things I want to address, and then we'll take your feedback on it. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. You know, cars cost less than travelers rest. It's just a special place. George Coleman Ford delivers by taking care of you when you first call or visit. They make sure you're routed to the right person. They take care of you from the beginning to all your service after the purchase. George Coleman Ford delivers by finding the right car for you, even if it's not a Ford. They'll find the car you're looking for and deliver it right to you, like Deborah's Lexus or Mickey's, I think he drives a Lexus too. We deliver. This is George Coleman Ford. George Coleman Ford delivers. They'll handle the paperwork for you. They'll deliver your vehicle. No hassle. Listen to this. Jennifer wrote this. She wrote this March 1st on Google. We bought this big, beautiful van for our family last night, traded in our Arcadia because our family's still growing. The whole experience was flawless, easy, and just the best you can imagine. We live about 2 hours away, and with payment paperwork situated, we were able to have our new van delivered and our trade-in taken back for us. No headache of having to take all our kids to the dealership for hours. Thank you for everything, George Coleman Ford. That is who they've been for 90 years. Go establish a relationship with him. You'll thank me later. It's George Coleman Ford. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is expanding their showroom to now have the largest available selection of mattresses to choose from than ever before. Save an additional percentage on our already low pricing on Queen and King. And yes, you still get your foundation for free. Choose from our increased selection of Serta and Beautyrest models and take your perfect mattress home today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Luck is on your side during Aaron's Lucky Days, because just $1 gets you started leasing to own a Philips 75-inch TV, a beautiful living room set, a high-end GE washer and dryer, and more. It's really easy, with no credit needed, stress-free approvals, and free delivery and setup. From March 11th through the 17th, visit a participating store or Aaron's.com and get started with just $1 during Aaron's Lucky Days. Most stores open on Sundays. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's Pie Day again at Your Pie of Clemson. Thursday, March 14th, all day. Pizzas, combos, and craft beers, just $3.14. Limit one pizza per person, no call-in or online orders. Gluten-free upcharge applies. And due to high volume, your pie will not be able to accommodate any special food allergy requests. Come celebrate Pie Day Thursday, March 14th, where $3.14 will get you a pizza, a combo, or craft beer. Your Pie, 111 Earl Street in Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Good old-fashioned American guts and glory.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Then I get a wedding ring.
Walt Dip Tula Road Rage. You know, I mean, this stuff is hysterical to me. Like here's a tweet, right, from someone named Hillary Chinook. I have no idea who Hillary is. But she writes, live from LSU, where students are allegedly to gather to protest Will Wade's suspension. So we're going to have another student protestation, sit-in, stand-in at LSU about Will Wade's stats. And the only problem is there's one dude out there with a sign. One guy.
There's people out there with him, but they're not carrying signs.
There are four media members with cameras, etc., out there to cover it. There's one person with a sign.
Oh, there's just one person out there protesting.
Right. There are four media members to one protester at the moment.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
So apparently this giant Will Wade initiative may not be
gone. I mean, wouldn't they want
him
gone?
Well, no.
Isn't he an embarrassment?
No, at the basketball game the other day, they all wanted to fire the athletic director, and they all had signs saying, keep Will Wade.
And this is the guy that they recorded saying all that stuff about
Yeah, but they're winning. That's all they care about.
That's true. This is LSU. They're the ones that had the judges that let that guy go.
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah.
But they're winning, so that's all they care about. And
character doesn't
matter. And the truth is, they're really good. I mean, they're like dangerously good. Like could win the NCAA championship dangerously good. What a fiasco that would be if LSU won the title. I mean, if they won the title, what a absolute fiasco that would be. You almost think the NCAA needs to step in now and kick LSU out just to prevent the possibility of that occurring.
They take so long to investigate everything, though. They never go in and, right away do something. They take 3 years to think about it.
Yeah, but they may not have 3 years here.
Because
there'd be nothing worse than if LSU wins the title. And then in the testimony of those trials that are set to begin at the re-engage at the end of April, more dirt comes out about Will Wade and about LSU and about everything that was done. Would not be good. Would not be good. Proactive NCAA. That'd be my suggestion to you.
Good luck on that.
Yeah. Joe, how are you, Joe? Joe, you don't have oil in your phone, do you, Joe?
No, he sounds like no, I don't.
Good.
No, I hope not. Anyway. I'm trying to remember. Was Louisville's title vacated back in 2013? I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, we don't. Go ahead.
I mean, if LSU wins the national championship, wouldn't they have to vacate their national championship for impermissible benefits?
I would think so. I mean, the way this is trending, maybe there's something I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of programs out there with a lot of dirt on them right now, but I was watching the post-game press conference of Arizona State. If that job opens up, and I think it will, don't you think Arizona should maybe look into Mike Young if they want to restore their image from Wofford? I mean, the guy proves that he can coach, and he's doing it the right way.
Yeah, I don't know. In all honesty, Joe, probably not because the history doesn't suggest a desire to do things the right way. You know, it'd be like hiring a good guy to coach the Miami Hurricanes.
They got to have those whips, I guess. Yeah. The cars.
Yeah.
But, obviously, as far as South Carolina goes, we've been underband all year. I think that's been a big problem. Cousinard not being able to play, that's been another problem. But I think you got to say Frank Martin's done a pretty good job considering.
Sure, yes.
Everything. And there's still maybe a shot we can make a little bit of a run in the tournament.
Let me make one blanket statement to cover all of basketball in this state at the major universities. If you think that Clemson should get rid of Brad Brownell or that South Carolina should get rid of Frank Martin, you are fundamentally an idiot. I'm sorry. I mean, you're not going to do better than those two guys. They're both good basketball coaches. Be happy.
I mean, just get them in the tournament, and then we'll see what happens. I mean, I listened to the podcast yesterday. I don't really understand how anybody could complain about two back-to-back NCAA appearances. But, hey, you know, I guess that's where we're at.
Right.
I would take a play-in game right now. I'd take it right now, and then, you know, once you're in, you're in.
Exactly.
Nobody can push you out. In my opinion, I wanted to see if this is a little bit on par for the course as far as what you're projecting for next year for South Carolina's basketball program. If they just stay together, I think this is a tournament team.
I agree.
They just keep the core together. You know, Lawson, Cousinard, and Minaya, I think we have a shot at 2022 games somewhere in there. I mean, you think that's about right?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yep, I do. I think that the I think there are a lot of positive signs, and I think South Carolina is well coached.
Well, I appreciate it, Walt. And you know, like I said, be happy with a second year of NCAA play. So appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Exactly. Outperforms.
That's ridiculous.
Outperforms the entire history, and you should be.
That's like your kid getting straight A's as a senior, and you going, and as a junior, and you going, well, in elementary school, you got D's.
Right. No, you're exactly right. People are still talking about.
No, I mean, two years in a row, I mean, you should be proud. And no, you're still worried about what they did, you know.
Right, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. But he's been there for 9 years. Well, who cares? Who cares? There were no facilities. There was no opportunity.
You don't have to. But see, if he improved the last 2 years, you don't even have to explain the
exactly
years before.
Right. See, you know what?
I mean,
here's
that's
the thing.
Just stupid.
Here's the thing, Paul and others. If Ramona gets it, you ought to get it. And Ramona gets it.
Hey,
and
now,
she's aptly demonstrating right now. She's 100% right. She's 100% right. Maybe the biggest moment in ACC basketball tournament history occurred in 1974 with NC State and Maryland. And that was at a time where only one team from the ACC entered the NCAA tournament. And in that particular year, Maryland, NC State were two of the three best teams in the country. In fact, the three best teams in the country that year were NC State, Maryland, and UCLA. And I think when you look at that situation and the fact that only one team could get in when you had two of the three best teams in the country, it was tough. It was tough. Not only did you have two of the three best teams in the country, but you had all the best players. And most of them were seniors. You know, this is the other element of play back then. Not only did you have great players, but they stayed in school. And so they matured. And those teams were unbelievable teams. I mean, these teams today would have no chance against teams of this nature. They were hyper-talented. 7 of the 14 players were considered first-round draft picks. 7 of the 14 players who played in that game. Each team only played seven guys. It's arguably the greatest game in NCAA history. 103-100 in overtime. This is at a time where you didn't have a 35-second shot clock. You didn't have a three-point shot, and these teams still combined to each score 100 points. And it wasn't because they weren't playing defense. They were long, athletic, talented defensively. I mean, Len Elmore is one of the greatest defensive centers to ever play in the ACC at 6'10". Still holds records. And Tommy Burleson was NC State center at 7'4" and had a hook shot and touch and all that stuff. And Norm Sloan spent the NC State coach at the time, spent the entire run-up to this game drumming into Tom Burleson's head that he was not selected first team all league, that Elmore was, and that everybody thinks Elmore is better than you. And that took Burleson off because Burleson was first team all ECC the prior 2 years and had a chance to be first team all ECC in three consecutive years. So he had another motivation in that game. And that was openly discussed. And Elmore said after the game, there was no love loss. Elmore said after the game, man, if that guy needed that motivation to be good, then I don't know what his problem was anyway. So he was a great player, but come on. The teams respected each other. There's no question about that. But it was a war. It is quite arguably the greatest college game that was ever played in 1974. Again, the two teams, despite the defense, the two teams combined to go 91 of 157 from the field. 91 of 157 from the field. NC State had David Thompson, who's still the greatest player in ACC history. But they had David Thompson. They had 7'4" Tommy Burleson, who had this unstoppable skyhook and had real touch on a turnaround jump shot and mastered a little bank shot. And they had Monty Tau at point guard, who was a 5'7" point guard who had mastered lobs to David Thompson. David Thompson was the greatest leaper to ever play the college game, probably even today, probably still the greatest leaper that ever played the game. And Maryland had John Lucas and Mo Howard and Len Elmore and Tom McMillan. And McMillan went on to be a senator. We've had McMillan on the show, Ramona. Do you remember that? In fact, I think we had Elmore on the show, too. We had Lefty Drizel on the show.
Yeah.
We had McMillan on the show. Remember McMillan? He's just, sort of dry and boring. He sounded like a senator.
Well, no, that wasn't him. I started to say the one that kept saying he won some award.
No.
That was the Heisman.
Yeah, that was Gino Toretta.
That was the football guy.
No, that was Gino. Yeah. You're just off by a little bit. No.
Just the difference.
McMillan was just, there was nothing wrong with the interview, but he was just so dry. You know what I mean? But that McMillan and Elmore were two of the greatest players in ACC history, and they played together for years. And so this was arguably the greatest game it is the greatest game in ACC basketball history. That part's inarguable. I think the question is the greatest game in the history of collegiate basketball? And it might be. It might be. Again, it wound up being 103 to 100. They were tied at 99 with a few seconds left. It went to overtime, and NC State ultimately won the game. The ACC was a one-bid league, so in that year, again, the three best teams in the country were NC State, Maryland, and UCLA. Maryland didn't even get to go to the tournament. And NC State eventually wound up playing UCLA as well and took them down. But the great David Thompson, Norm Sloan, that whole group, Tim Stoddard played on that team, wound up being a Major League Baseball pitcher. But the greatest game in ACC history. And oh, by the way, NC State in under David Thompson in 1973 and 74, they went 57-1, a mark that no one has ever approached. In those 2 years playing in the ACC, NC State, led by the great David Thompson, went an astonishing 57-1, lost one single basketball game. The other strange element of that game is that obviously David Thompson later had cocaine issues. John Lucas had drug issues, was the star of Maryland. Just sort of a strange element of the game, but quite arguably the greatest game that was ever played. Walt Tipchula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing